B-Pod Studios.
All right, Andrew has an update on the Phillies. What do we got, bro?
Yeah, this is from Joel Sherman. He covers the MLB for the New York Post. Hearing Phillies are making strong inroads toward Real Muto. If it gets done, Sixto Sanchez and Jorge Alfaro are said to be the key pieces. Third pieces discussed include Mickey Moniak, Adam Haseley, Adonis Medina. Heard it is not at the finish line yet, but still working.
Mm. So it's Medina?
So it would be the third. So Sixto and Jorge are like the two key pieces in the deal. And it says third pieces discussed include Mickey Moniak, Adam Haseley, Adonis Medina. So I'm guessing it would be one of those three as the third piece.
And Moniak's stock was kind of falling, right, over the past year?
Yeah, I mean, he had a really good second
come
half.
On, it's a horrible pick.
Don't say that yet.
The terrible pick.
He had a good second half of the season, but he's not that power hitting outfielder.
It's horrible. It's horrible selection. He drifted outfielder, came in home run, good, no power, and you played Citizens Bank Park. What sense does that make? Stop. Get him out.
You got to tailor your players to your ballpark. I'm trying to find a
I always hate the way they draft.
Somebody tweeted me and said, the move for Real Muto, I can't find the tweet, but I'll summarize it as best I can, is basically to protect Harper in the lineup and to make that another enticing piece for him to come here. Oh, here it is. B-Mac, he tweeted. He always tweets the show. He goes,
yes, he's right.
He goes, the reason they're going after JT is because Harper wants assurance on protection. When asked about Reese, they said he, Bryce, wants some in front and back every game. So, well, guy in front of him in the lineup, guy in back of him in the lineup, he's going to see great pitches to get protection.
I also saw that Real Muto and Harper are buddies.
Yeah, I heard that.
So now you have Harper and Hoskins who are friends. And Real Muto
friends. It's less protection because I think they have enough. But look, they're buddies. He's just an upgrade. He's a dramatic upgrade from Alfaro. You add a catcher. I'm telling you right now, I don't know what the win total is for the Phillies.
It was 84.5. I don't know what it is now.
Go bet the over.
A tweet just comes out from your buddy Bob Nightingale. 1 minute ago. Two of the rival, again, Bob Nightingale, USA Today, covers Major League Baseball, your buddy. Two of the rival teams previously involved in the trade talks with the Marlins for catcher JT Real Muto now expect the Phillies to land him. Alfaro and Sixto are part of the deal. Possibly Sixto part of the deal.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is really heating up now. It's crazy.
I love it. I mean, that's a great pickup.
So you go yesterday, we wake up to the 217 Woj bomb that announced that big deal, the blockbuster with the Sixers to land Tobias Harris, amongst others. And then, boom, today we're getting word that maybe a deal for Real Muto is done or getting close to being done, and maybe Harper follows as the second domino of that.
Yes.
So just in a couple of days, go back a couple of months, Jimmy Butler, Sixer. Tobias Harris, Sixer. Real Muto, Sixer. McCutcheon, Segura, Robertson, and then maybe Harper.
Yeah, I look at it, I go,
what? What's going on here?
This is incredible.
And there's still people afraid Ben's going to leave.
Nah, man, come on.
No, but I mean, like, everything's coming this way. It's not here yet.
Yeah.
You know, nothing's done till it's done. But from our mouths to God's ears. Let's go to Mike in Southwest Florida on the Fanatic. Hey, Mikey.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, okay. This Jimmy Butler thing, and listening to the tweet that Jason tweeted, well, first let me say that I love the show, and I've even warmed up to you now, Ashley. I mean, you know, last time I talked to you, you wanted to fight me because I said I couldn't take your voice at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I mean, how would you react? Right. Someone insults you. What are you going to go? Oh, thanks.
Insult you? That wasn't an insult. That's just my preference.
That is an insult, my brother.
I tell you what.
Including the, I'm just warming up to you. Well, you insult me again.
I apologize.
Go ahead, brother. I'm just teasing you. Go ahead.
If you guys are coming down to Clearwater, I'll pick you up in the Bentley at the airport.
I appreciate that. That's cool. Go ahead, brother. I was just teasing you.
I know. The Jimmy Butler thing. All right. So I was listening to it and I was trying to go. So I did a little research here, right? And so Jimmy Butler had originally wanted to go to the Clippers, right? You remember that when they were trying to make that trade, but the Clippers wouldn't include Tobias Harris in the trade. So now he's in Philly, not saying that he didn't want to be in Philly, but his preference was definitely L.A. And now they trade Tobias Harris to Philadelphia, not saying that he don't want to be in Philadelphia, but he'd rather have been in L.A. And now they traded Tobias Harris for basically nothing. So maybe that's what the tweet kind of referred to.
Who cares?
I mean, I'll be honest with you, brother. Like, I got no interest in interpreting it. I really don't. I just want to watch him play.
Yeah, I'm not a mind reader. I hope that Jimmy just puts out an inspirational quote every day. That'd be cool. You know, like kind of like, you know, you have that little tearaway calendar on your desk and it's got an inspirational quote to start your day every day. You tear it off and you go, oh, here's my quote for today. The sun will rise and you will feel the rays of power. Boom. There's your saying to live by that day.
Yeah. Huh? You know, that's great. I don't do that. I probably should. I really don't have enough time to do that.
You're not spiritual enough, Mo.
Well, you know what? I am in my own way.
What way is that?
It's what I believe. I mean, Jimmy, very spiritual.
Your spirituality revolves around Doc. And hearing Jimmy Lynam say, my phone was ringing off the... Correct. Who's calling? Was that a... You're great.
Is that Pat Riley?
Yeah.
Was calling.
Oh! What do you got? From Sham Sharania.
Ooh.
Sources. The Rockets are trading James Ennis to Philadelphia. The Rockets traded Ennis for swap rights to a 2021 second round pick. So there's a little bit of your
good
depth on the bench.
There you go. It's good.
Filling it out.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it was breaking news worthy, but it's the trade deadline day. So I guess we needed to hit it.
Of course it is. Of course.
No, I'm glad you did, brother.
So James Ennis, now a member of your Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah, when you bring up Shams, I'm like, ooh, this could be a big one. He's like Woj level.
I already got the Woj bomb sound effect ready.
Dude,
but there's been nothing today.
He's not Woj's level. He nuts.
Well, he's not that level, he's a tier beneath.
No, Woj is on.
Woj should wear remember the old wrestler mask, the mask wrestler.
Yeah,
Woj should wear the mask. You shouldn't even know what he looks like.
It's funny because he and I,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, he was at the Star Ledger when I was at the Post.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's a great dude.
Yeah,
Woj. And he was a good columnist. He was a general columnist. Nah, he's good.
He's got the NBA in the palm of his hand.
He became an incredible NBA reporter. So, Ennis, right now, in limited action, is averaging, I'll give you his points.
I'll say 8 points a game.
So, he's averaging.
On a team with Harden?
Close, 7.4.
All right.
So he's
how many minutes is he playing? Is he playing I don't know.
He plays 23 minutes a game.
All right.
But it's small sample size.
Yeah.
So.
This isn't Malachi Richardson.
No,
this is a real depth move.
Yeah, I mean, he is. I mean, you know, he's a small forward. He's a wing, 6'7". He plays good defense. You know, he's known as Ennis the Menace.
No, I like that.
It's a good nickname.
Yeah.
Now we have another tweet.
He's a good defender, and he's a guy off the bench. You guys like that off the bench.
We have another tweet. This is from Joel Sherman back on the baseball front. He's now heard from two sources that Real Muto to the Phillies is down to physical reviews and the third piece beyond Alfaro and Sanchez, but he has not been told that anything is final. But now we're getting down to the physical aspect of it.
We're in the medicals now. That's goal line territory.
This could happen soon. No goal line stand here. Keep it locked here on the Fanatic.
JT.
Yeah. A lot of things to monitor here right now. By the way. Woj bombs.
Yeah, so.
It's actually Zach Lowe, but.
This is a big one. This is a monster one. And it makes the East that much tougher. Nikolai Mirotic. Goes to the Bucks.
Are you kidding me?
Wow, he's nasty. Mirotic, who I wanted, but doesn't matter because they got Tobias, who's better. But Mirotić is a hell of a player.
I wonder what that package was.
And what is the deal? Do we have the deal?
Nah, Woj just tweeted out, just said, sources with Zach Lowe, Mirotić to Milwaukee.
Oh, that's a buzzkill.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, this we knew that
we just talked
these
about
other
this.
Teams yeah. were going to, it's an arms race.
Yep.
That's
a great way to put it.
This is from Woj. Bucks will send Jason Smith and Stanley Johnson.
Wow. Oh, that's it? That's nothing.
Wow.
They just got Stanley Johnson and they flip him.
That's nothing.
He flipped.
Mirotić. Wow. That's a great trade for Milwaukee.
How about that?
Oh, that's a great trade. It's going to be these Sixers-Bucks is going to be a battle.
We'll go back.
Like the old days.
Go back to 01.
01, yeah.
Yeah, even further back, yeah.
You go back to the old days. What's that?
Luau Cinder.
No. Mid-80s.
Oh, okay.
No, the Sixers had wars with Milwaukee. Marcus Johnson, Junior Bridgman, Brian Winters, the ugly centers, Paul Mokeski.
The ugly centers.
Yeah. Randy Brewer. That was the ugly centers.
Well, you remember in 01, though, Game 7.
Oh,
Bucks.
My God.
Game 7 Raptor.
Yeah.
Could that be a repeat performance, Ed, on the road?
Yeah.
Road, I remember final?
One of my heartbreaking losses, Doc. Big series.
Mm.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot. Damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
I'll argue with you all day long.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter and visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, bring the heat.
Let's go.
All right, the number is 610-771-9751. Hit up the line tonight, tomorrow, often. Put it as a contact in your phone. It makes it easy for you. So when you need to use it to expunge some joy, some hate, or some comedy, you just pop it right on your favorites and you're good to go. I wanted to ask you something. I can't remember what it is. Oh, does this Mirotić move have any bearing on Anthony Davis?
Anthony Davis for what?
About moving him. The Lakers kind of got cold feet.
I mean, they're going to try to move him. If they don't move him now, I'll move him after the season.
You think that's more likely?
It's a possibility. I mean, if they don't get what they want offered.
Apparently, they're asking for the sun and the moon and everything.
Well, you got to. And that's why you can always wait.
And get more teams involved.
Yeah.
In the offseason.
You know, look, if they feel like the offer is thin, then you go, well, I'm going to hold on. Because here's the real truth.
Contract.
Here's the real truth of the matter. The Lakers will be in the summer as well.
Yeah, and they may be competing with another couple of teams.
All right.
Let's see what we got today.
So I absolutely love this Tobias Harris deal. Number one, he's an all-star. He's going to make our team so much better. But the big thing that's going untalked about is how we're trading Landry Shamet, one of the ugliest players in the NBA, picking up Boban and getting even uglier. Just when I thought he could do it, Elton Brand, sir, you've outdone yourself.
What?
What, are we going to bring Tyrone Hill back as an assistant coach next? Because he wasn't a handsome man. He looked like Skeletor.
Danger Shabba wasn't bad looking.
He wasn't good looking, man.
Yeah, well, you know.
It's not my style to judge, but he wasn't a handsome man.
Everybody's Brad Pitt.
Yeah. What, I don't know in a mirror? My face looks like a spun tennis ball. Like it rolled through a puddle right now. A dirty puddle.
I'll tell you what, man. These guys in Philadelphia don't like this trade for Tobias Harris. This guy's a player, man. He's out there in L.A. This guy's ready to come over. He's excited, man. I can't wait for the Sixers, man. Let's go, boys. Gargano Martinez, get excited.
This is unbelievable.
I love it. The group dog.
Let's not make
group
this real confusing.
I get excited when somebody does a solid impression on the line. I get pumped up. Like I get up in my chair a little
bit. I agree.
Because he said that he had me right away too. I tell you what, man, this guy's a player. I love it.
He's great at it. He does a great Gruden.
Yeah,
He's been called me in the morning now.
Yeah.
He's great, great, great.
He's got to get a little more regular. I like a regular Gruden dog.
He's great.
Jason, why are you digging into someone's social media
trying to come up with something that you don't even know what the guy was meaning. You're a little gossip, dude. Listen to you. You're a little gossip queen trying to dig up a story that ain't even there.
Hey, your ass is itching. All right. Do you realize that, A, I said, I don't know what it means, and I don't like the drama part, but my job is to keep an audience informed, you half-nitwit. That's our job, to stay on top of things. And when a guy, after a big trade just happened, tweets out some cryptic message from Socrates or whoever, it's my job to inform the audience. What you do with it is up to you. But I'm not trying to stir up any drama. Point your turrets in the right direction at Jimmy Butler. He tweeted it, not me. What's next?
I gained my sentence and I reevaluate the trade. The Sixers have no backup two guard, no backup point guard.
I knew it.
TJ Friday night's gonna have to play about 30 minutes. Okay. I knew it.
I knew he couldn't be positive 2 days in a row. He made it one day. Remember last day he lauded in the trade? And today he woke up and wet shorts.
Come on, okay, guy.
Okay.
It's a great okay.
Okay, come on, man.
See,
you know that they're going to add those two pieces. They already got a defensive guy in Ennis from the Rockets today.
Oh, TJ better not be a buyout, cuz.
They're going to get a backup point guard. Come on.
What if the TJ ends up as a buyout?
Not by that.
Well, you recruit over him. And TJ ends up on the buyout bubble. People go bananas. You can't lose TJ.
No, but the OK guy was saying that.
I know.
That you needed a backup guy.
I'm not even listening to the OK guy.
Instead of TJ, they're going to get a backup point guard.
I'm not OK guy today.
Hey, no offense to Anthony Stolarz, but when you're going to the Flyers game and you know he's a net. Kind of like going to the Phillies game back when the Phillies were contenders every year. And someone's like, hey, you want to go to the Phillies tonight? You're like, sure, I'd love to. Let's see who's pitching. Oh, Kendrick? Oh, what the hell? I'll go to the game anyway. Yeah, I'll go see
that's
Kyle
right.
Kendrick, bitch.
Baseball, that's the thing. That's
that
why
is a Kendrick. That's right.
Shortening the season, you never see a fifth starter. When you go down to 120 games, you don't see the direct starter. And they get a day off. So they're not all moody in the clubhouse every day from having to deal with the media and the shamads that go down there, right? Everybody's a little refreshed. They got a little spring in their step.
I tell you, people have come up with strong analogies today. We've heard the baby mama analogy, the polygamy analogy.
Which I'm still trying to wrap my head around.
And now the Kendrick analogy. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Very strong ones today.
Yeah, when you get it always sucked. Like, especially 2000 was 11 when you had the four aces. You know, I got this opportunity.
Blanton was the fifth guy.
Yeah, and you had Oswalt, Cliff Lee, Halliday, and Hamels, and like the luck of the draw came out, and like they would, you know, they had a day off, so they'd rest a guy, and they would skip a day in the rotation, and for a month you had it like plotted out. Like, oh my God, I'm going to see Cliff Lee against, you know, the Yankees are actually in town. But then there was that hole in the schedule. Go, well, we'll give Lee the week off and like act like it was his start and just throw him a bullpen or something. And then your whole thing screwed up. And you end up, again, your tickets end up on Blanton on a Sunday against the Yankees. You're going, what did I do to deserve this? Right? Because you would plot that out weeks in advance. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, I have tickets for that day and that's who I'm getting.
Yeah, and even before that, the Kendrick thing was legit.
It was like a six-shot revolver, and Blanton was the bullet, and you're playing Russian roulette. You're playing Blanton roulette. Just bad luck.
Speaking of Russian roulette, did you see that video that's making the rounds where they're playing Russian roulette with their feet?
No. What?
Did you see this?
Who's playing it?
Whatever. There's a couple dudes playing Russian roulette.
What video is you watching there?
I don't know. Somebody sent it to me. And they're playing it with their feet.
With a gun?
Yes.
Is Rex Ryan a part of this?
They're shooting at their feet.
Yeah, is this Rex Ryan production?
Playing Russian roulette, betting on whether or not. Yeah.
What?
Sick maniac.
That's insane. I'm never playing that. By the way, Houston Andrews trading Nick Stauskas and Wade Baldwin to the Pacers. Look out.
Another trade?
Yeah.
Oh, now you got Stauskas and Sabonis. Let's go!
Get a jersey.
Wow.
What's next?
Yeah, but you have so many Lithuanians, man. You have your own squad.
And they stink. Take that back.
Sabonis is a good player.
Sabonis is a good player. Not as good as his dad, though.
Valentine's Day is a day when, as defined as a day when lovers express their affection towards one another with greetings and gifts. Well, how come it's all about the girls and about the females? How come we always got to do stuff again? What about us? No, we're all part of the lovers, too.
Get used to it, bro. Never about you.
Their world, we're just living in it. Happy wife, happy life.
Never about you.
It's like an Iverson thing.
Mickey Mantle.
That would be like an Iverson thing. I could hear him saying that. You know what I'm saying?
It's funny to me, too.
He could say anything, and I'm intrigued. He could read the dictionary, and I'm good. Just his presence.
AI.
I was at that press conference when he came back.
I was too.
In Denver.
Yeah, and he cried?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just sitting there, and we're going, you're like captivated.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It was incredible theater.
I was at the one where he had practice.
Oh, you were at that one? With Phil Jasner in the front row? Oh, wow. I remember watching it on TV as it happened. It's crazy, like 2:30 in the afternoon on cleanout day. It's Bring the Heat, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. See what I got back here? The Bagster.
You got the Bagster?
Yep. I'm going to start filling that sucker up.
Who's going in first?
Barbie. Barbie, then Cabbage Patch Doll.
You can't do that, man.
Elsa from Frozen's going in.
Wait, so are you tossing
maybe
them?
Maybe an Ariel.
Are you going to try to sell them?
Once a kid plays with a doll, you can't. I mean, they destroy it.
I mean, are they destroyed is what I'm asking.
Yeah, like the hair, you couldn't get anything through that hair on the doll at this point.
Who knows? Maybe
color it with markers.
Why don't you donate them?
I'll donate the ones that are good. Yeah, I do. I drop off at the Salvation Army every 2 weeks.
No, that's good.
Absolutely. Kidding me? All the clothes and stuff? Yeah. 610-632-0975. So we're monitoring two fronts today. One is the Major League Baseball front. And is there any late breaking news here in regards to Real Muto?
No, I haven't seen anything yet. Still, okay. Apparently, it looks like they have already completed the physical with Sixto Sanchez.
Oh, so that part of the physical is done, and he's going to be a part of the
deal. And he's had the injury history. There is concerns about his elbow. So that has apparently been completed. Now, I wonder what's next. I mean, I haven't heard of any injuries with Jorge Alfaro.
Listen, it's done, man. Once you get to that point, it's going to be done.
Yeah, that's just waiting to be punched over the goal line.
You want to take a look at Sixto. The only thing I'm disappointed about is that I was looking forward to Sixto Sanchez, the greatest name ever. Sixto.
Yeah.
Do you remember the
and
last?
Sir Anthony.
Do you remember the last Phillies player named Sixto?
No.
You don't remember him? Before Andrew's time, but it's not before your time.
Is this 80s?
Yep.
Like mid 80s, like 85?
Correct. Come on, man.
I can't.
Sixto Lescano.
Oh, that's a great one, too.
Sixto Lescano was the stories were legendary about him by the vet employees.
Oh, really? What happened behind the scenes down there?
Oh, yeah. The parties that were going at the vet
after games
were legendary.
Yeah. And what Bob Nightingale said in his last tweet regarding this was that Alfaro will definitely be in the deal and possibly Sixto, but it looks like Sixto is going to be a part of the deal to land.
Listen, I love him, and I don't want to trade him, but for JT, see ya.
Got to give to get.
Yeah.
And maybe this is what greases the skids to get the Harper thing over the goal line as well. That remains to be seen. The other front we're obviously keeping an eye on is an hour and 46 minutes from now, the NBA trade deadline will come to its conclusion at 3 o'clock. And we just heard the deal that just came through with Mirotić going to Milwaukee.
Scary.
So now, I mean, Milwaukee's the top team in the Eastern Conference already. What does that do? And how's that match up?
Dude, I mean, listen.
This is too heavyweight.
They're nasty,
going,
yeah. I mean, but you knew it. You knew it was going to be an arms race. This is what it is. Sixers go get their heavyweight. They go get that huge weapon in the stretch four, and Milwaukee comes back, man. It's going to be a great. Those four teams are going to go at it.
Yeah, it's going to be bloody.
Like the final four with those four teams, man, that's going to be great two rounds.
Yeah. Yeah, once you get to then those four teams survive and knock the bottom four seeds out of the Eastern Conference.
It's going to be a great two rounds, man.
Ooh, man.
I'll the semis and the conference finals are going to be unbelievable.
Yeah, you just hope that whoever gets there isn't too beaten up to do some damage against Golden State.
So Tyrone and I, so Tyrone's, his three most hated Sixers are on my list as well.
Oh, you guys share them.
We share the hate.
Who are the three that he hates?
He goes B-Skin.
Mm-hmm. Brian Skinner.
KVH.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt Harpering.
He got Harpering too?
Yeah.
Oh, very interesting.
Georgia Tech, I hated him.
I actually liked Harpering a little bit.
What'd you like about Matt Harpering?
He could shoot a little bit.
He wasn't a good shooter. That was the thing.
Nah.
Stinks. It was horrible. Slowest front court in the history of basketball.
Champ in Willingboro.
Tombo, Harpering, and D.C. Oh,
Andrew, you got a tweet?
Yeah, this is from Matt Breen, Philadelphia Inquirer. The Phillies expect to have the trade for JT Realmuto finalized today, per source. He says he got the feeling earlier this offseason that Sixto Sanchez had fallen out of favor with the front office, not for injury history, but for his conditioning.
Wow. Really?
Okay. And that was the name that last year, if you recall, at the deadline when they were in the hot pursuit of Machado, that they didn't want to add into that package, right? Am I remembering that right, Andrew?
Yeah, that was why they did not make the deal for Machado.
Yeah, wow. Could you imagine if they end up with Machado? Imagine that infield with Machado and JT.
Wow, you know.
It's ridiculous.
That would be sick.
And they get hard.
Ridiculous.
Let's go to the 610-632-0975.
That's the Yankees, you know.
That's what Philly should be. We should expect that. Champ in Willingboro is on the Fanatic. What's up, Champ?
Champ, hey, how you doing? And Jason, how you guys doing, man?
Good, Champ.
Last time I talked to you was New Orleans, man, with the Eagles divisional game.
No, I remember your name. I love it, yeah.
Hey, listen, man, how can you not be excited, man, for the Sixers trade? The only thing I'm worried about is how Brett Brown is going to incorporate this offensively. You know, he has to change the offense a little bit to fit everybody in.
Yeah.
But I'm all in, man. But I'm a baseball man, but that's not my first choice. I want Harper. And Kaplan can't mess this up, man. You're going to have five veteran-type players in five positions. You could take it with third base. You could take it with second base. You could take it with center field. How can you mess this up, man?
It's idiot-proof.
You know? And one last question. I got a question both for you.
Yeah.
Harper is 26, right?
Yep.
Now, the big piece from age 26 to 29 averaged 49 home runs and 143 RBI. Do you think we'll get that production from Harper? If we don't, are you going to be disappointed?
Well, he doesn't have the power that Peace had, you know, Champ?
Yeah.
I mean, Peace was an amazing power hitter. I mean, he had power to go to left center. You know, that opposite power that, like, he was just a beast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.